He is a congressman, a United States congressman, but first and foremost, in my mind, he's an Iraq war veteran. We thank him for his service, but he represents the 1st Congressional District out in Suffolk County, though he was born in Nassau County. Congressman Lee Zeldin on the Bernie and Sid Show. Good morning to you, Congressman Zeldin.
Good morning. Always good to be with you guys.
Thank you, Lee.
Always a pleasure. Congressman, we have a lot to talk about, a lot of things to get to. We initially booked you to talk about the coronavirus relief bill. So let's start with that. It was passed. It's way over $2 trillion. And the upshot of my question is this. Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio complaining about it. And ironically, I guess, Chuck Schumer and Senator Gillibrand and most of the Democratic congressional delegation, they voted for it. What explains the griping by the governor and the mayor?
So without getting too much into the weeds, the governor is trying to enact some reforms to Medicaid to save money. It's something good that was going to get done up in Albany. Because of some language in the second coronavirus bill, as a consequence, New York wasn't going to be able to get $6.7 billion of funding, of federal funding, because they were enacting reforms. Now, I happen to agree with the governor on this one point. If New York State, after January 1st, 2020, saves $1 in Medicaid, then as a consequence, they lose out on $6.7 billion of federal funding. So it's something that should have been fixed in the third bill. Senator McConnell offered it. Senator Schumer rejected it. And it's something that just analyzing it where the way that the chips fell on it, I believe that Senator Schumer should have allowed that language that Senator McConnell was offering. New York State would be able to enact the reforms. And remember, when New York State saves a dollar in Medicaid, you have funding. There's the federal portion of Medicaid. There's the county and city portion of Medicaid. So I don't want to get too much into the weeds on the backstory on that one. All I say is it's something that could have been fixed and New York would have benefited from it.
All right, fair enough. That is the bill we're talking about there. Again, Congressman Lee Zeldin, we've dubbed him the pride of Shirley, Long Island, because my aunt and uncle used to live there. And as a kid, I would go there all the time. And I'm like, oh, my God, people actually live here. And well, I know, of course, you grew up there, Lee. So but a serious note, we keep hearing how tough it is in Suffolk County, how the cases are piling up and some of the hospitals are having some difficulty. Give us a little sense of what's going on in Nassau County.
So this is true. Suffolk and Nassau County are seeing such a huge rise over the course of these last couple weeks of the amount of cases that Long Island has maintained more positive cases than basically any other state. I would have to look at that updated number. When I say any other state, obviously, Suffolk and Nassau, we're just talking about two counties out of 60 of New York. I have to look at numbers as of yesterday, but that's a lot. And while a lot of attention is going to New York City, as you see hospitals reach capacity, I'll tell you out on the east end of Long Island, a lot of our hospitals have reached capacity. Yesterday, the Army Corps of Engineers awarded a contract to build a temporary hospital at Stony Brook University that will see over 1,000 non-COVID-19 patients. We're seeing more mobile testing sites that are coming, working on issues to make sure that we have the ventilators that we need, the PPE that we need. It's just a 24/7 operation to keep pumping resources into New York, because this is not something that the state was ready for. And quite candidly, in all fairness to, any other state that's out there in the union, none of the 50 states were prepared to be hit like this, and New York is the one that is getting crushed in comparison to everybody else. There's some hot spots, we're talking about in New Orleans and Detroit.
Oh, please, the numbers aren't even close. Come on, stop.
But okay. New York, it's a very different beast.
It certainly is. Congressman Lee Zeldin on the Bernie and Sid Show on 77 WABC. Congressman Zeldin, in light of all that, the president the other day, he extended his 15-day guideline proposal, or actually guidelines. He extended it till April 30th, and a lot of people Well, Governor Cuomo agrees that we have to get back to economic functionality. This is unsustainable. But on that timeline of the president's, are you on the same page with him?
This is a decision that he made as a consequence of speaking to the experts that he surrounded himself with. These are well-respected experts amongst, across the aisle. So, this isn't, this isn't Republican data or Democrat data. This is, American data. And it's here we are in New York. I think that April 30th is a date that makes a little bit more sense to us than it may for someone who's in some other part of the country where they're experiencing few to none of these coronavirus cases in their area. We do need to get the economy back up and running. But quite frankly, the idea that we would just, through wishful thinking, just reopen things right now and just return back to normal, it's something that I think would actually increase the downside of what we're experiencing right now. Yeah. So I support the president's decision. But by the way, he's just issuing guidance.
Right.
The way that this is being done, it's up to the individual states and localities to decide what they want to do with this guidance.
Yeah, I mean, actually, Congressman Lee Zeldin, I think April 30th, of course, is pie in the sky. I mean, Virginia has just shut down till June the 10th, and we are 10 times worse than any other state, including Louisiana and Michigan and all those quote-unquote hotspots. We're getting killed here, so I think April 30th is pie in the sky, but we'll see. I guess we had a fight a couple weeks ago, Bernie and I had a disagreement with the mayor of Hoboken, and we were saying, how do you have a curfew? How do you shut down these businesses? And he said to us, he said, let me tell you something, guys. My constituents are actually okay with it. I said, you're telling me people who are about to lose their businesses are okay with what you're doing? He said, absolutely, because they realize how significant and dangerous this virus is. Are you hearing the same thing from your folks out on the island?
That's such a great point. I'm glad you bring that up. It's amazing because we're always talking about, and this is, our country is great for our freedom, for our liberty. People have fought and died for it over generations, and this is such a weird dynamic. It's not what we're used to, and when government says it, it's not consistent with the values that the people came before us fought and died to protect. But what I'm getting hit with, and it's just exponentially more, of people who are upset about others not following the rules and congregating at beaches and at grocery stores and hoarding food, and it's probably 20-1 or 30-1 of people who are contacting me upset about others not doing more to be part of the solution here. It's a fascinating dynamic and something I've never experienced in my life.
Yeah, it is incredible, actually. Congressman Lee Zeldin on the Bernie and Sid Show. Congressman, a little politics. I mean, there should be no politics whatsoever in this time of crisis. But the president's, arch enemy, Nancy Pelosi, she went out Sunday, and she said these words in the middle of this crisis. President fiddling while people are dying. This is the president who implemented a travel ban 10 days after the first case of coronavirus showed up in the United States, but the president is fiddling while people are dying. I mean, does this woman have no shame?
She's wrong for saying that, and this is a moment in time. I don't even want to use the word bipartisan. I want to use the word nonpartisan. We're Americans first. We're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. And the tribalism that was taking place, especially during impeachment, I mean, battle lines were drawn. People were dug in because they were trying to remove the president of the United States. And on January 29th, while the president was inside of the White House, and he's meeting with his team and Anthony Fauci and Secretary Azar and others, they had their coronavirus task force meeting on January 29th. Senate was being hijacked. Congress was being hijacked. Our country was being hijacked with this impeachment trial to try to unseat the president. So while her impeachment pursuits, the obsession over trying to take him down was basically stopping everything. Somehow this president managed to find the bandwidth to be focusing on coronavirus January 29th. So, you know, she should be sitting this one out, that particular argument, that claim, that spin. I mean, you could fast forward to the beginning of February. I mean, I saw a video where she was on the streets of San Francisco encouraging people to, you know, come down to Chinatown, congregate,
yeah,
here.
Yep.
And everyone was standing close.
Yep, I know. I saw that, too. It was crazy. But listen, you stay safe out there. You're such an important member of Congress and certainly a Bernie and Sid favorite. And we think you do a fantastic job. We love you here. We love you on Fox News. So you stay healthy, Lee. Stay safe and continue doing the job you do. You're great.
Best wishes to you and your listeners.
Thank you, sir.
You too. The great Congressman Lee Zeldin.